USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cleanup and damage assessment continue this Sunday after a deadly tornado touched down in northern Michigan. State police saying two people were killed and more than 40 others injured after a twister tore through a mobile home park in Gaylord. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency for the area. Thousands of homes remain without power. The United States and South Korea plan to hold talks on restarting joint military drills in response to North Korea's nuclear program. President Biden and South Korea's president making the announcement at a news conference in Seoul. And as far as if the president would be open to meeting one-on-one with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
With regard to whether I would meet with the leader of North Korea, that would depend on whether he was sincere and whether it was serious.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Ukrainians are pushing back as Russia makes slow, incremental progress in parts of eastern Ukraine.
I'm not sure that it would be much of a helpful metric anyway, Lita, because literally territory is changing hands every single day.
So said Pentagon spokesman John Kirby during a briefing on Friday. He was pressed on who controls what at this time and said the situation is changing every day. The Pentagon confirmed another weapons shipment to Ukraine this week, costing $100 million. Older Americans are being urged to get a COVID booster shot as more of them are ending up in the hospital. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky sharing that message this week. She described the increase in hospitalizations among older Americans as steep and substantial. She also noted just over 40% of folks 65 and older have gotten a shot over the last 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Pro-life groups are cheering legislation that was introduced this week.
Representative Jim Banks, a Republican from Indiana, introduced a bill that would ban abortionists and abortion clinic workers from disposing of so-called medical waste, including the remains of preborn babies in public waterways. Banks stated the practice of tossing unborn remains into public water systems is barbaric, and that if, quote, the American public knew about it, they would be disgusted and horrified, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest-growing city in northeast Alabama jumped 2 spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life. Certain types of Jif peanut butter are being recalled. J.M. Smucker announcing the recall impacts 45 different kinds of products sold nationwide because of potential salmonella contamination. Recalled products include creamy and crunchy peanut butter and peanut butter to-go packs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.